This is Lisa Stone with Parenting Aces, and I am here in the media dining room with Sandra Harwit. And Sandra has been around tennis and junior tennis for a very long time and has some wonderful insights and advice to share. So, Sandra, if you had one point to share with tennis parents, what would that be?
Remember that your child is a child, and be realistic about it, and make sure that their youth is as a regular child. Tennis should not be the ultimate priority. While they can play it and have fun, their whole life should not be dedicated towards it, and I think it has to be realistic that you love the game, you like playing it, and hopefully one day maybe you'll go to college and play tennis, or maybe if it works out and everything, the stars align, maybe you might make it as a pro. But they have to remember that 98%, I'm using that as a figure out of my head, but most kids don't make it. As dedicated, as wonderful as they might be, there are kids all over this world. This is not like just even like football right here, NFL in this country. This is a universal sport, and there are so many kids that are so incredibly great that even a great kid in some place isn't good enough. And that should not be. They should. Your child has to be well-rounded. Your child absolutely has to go to school. No online school. I think it's appalling. I really do. I think it's absolutely outrageous. There is no way any child, particularly a teen, can teach themselves math, science, whatever. You have to be educated. You have to be prepared. What if you are the best player in the world? And I know a number of instances where this happened, where there were great players who probably were going to make it and had injuries and then had marginal careers or didn't even get onto the road or whatever, and they didn't have education, so they taught how to play tennis, which is nothing wrong, but maybe that's not what they want. You have to have an education first, and you have to be a well-rounded person.
What's the worst mistake you've seen a parent make?
Letting a child feel like they're too great at the game and not being realistic that there's a lot of competition out there, and making a child feel that their life is only about tennis when it shouldn't be, because you don't have to be a tennis player. You have to be a person, you have to be respectful, you have to be educated, you have to have a job, whatever kind of job it is and whatever. And when a parent isn't anticipating that their child is going to be the great player and international star, it's an unrealistic message. It happens. Let's face it. We see the Roger Federers, and we see even the players who are ranked 100 who are having nice careers. It happens. But there's thousands and thousands and thousands of kids looking for the spot. So it doesn't make sense.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you talking with us, Sandra.
You're welcome.